بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. Firstly, revising the sunnah of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is important to fulfill our objective of life, is to follow the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And without knowing the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how are we going to practice upon it? And then even if we know it, and we don't create the love of the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts, in our lives, then still we will be negligent. Like myself, we ponder and think, so many sunnahs we know, but how many are we practicing upon? And if we're doing also, are we conscious that I'm doing it because it's sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Not just as a habit, I'm doing it as a habit. No, I'm doing it because it is the sunnah of my beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then it becomes even more enjoyable to do the most simplest action. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding. Like some buzruks in their old age, middle of the night they have to get up 2-3 times to toilet and it breaks their sleep, etc. Then they say, we make shukr to Allah at least during the night just to go to toilet and come out. Allah allows us to do it according to sunnah. So yeah, our sleep is broken, but how many hundred shaheed sawab we're getting? So people who know the value, like our sheikh, that is why Allah brought us here, to make us realize what is the value of our deen. Then enjoyment, then it will release us, we'll get enjoyment. Like Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala had so much enjoyment when a Jew, and that's their work to mock at us. We shouldn't worry what they say and what people say. We must be worried Allah razi hon. Allah is happy with me. Jew said, what kind of a Nabi or God? He even teach you how to go hatta al-khirat, even how to relieve yourself. Alhamdulillah, just like our father. What he taught us, what didn't he teach us? He didn't leave one stone unturned to teach us every aspect of our life. So last week, we learned that when we enter the toilet, we should read the dua, Bismillah, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith. Then we learn today, when entering the toilet, we should enter with the left foot. And consciously we should enter the left foot. And if we just think about it, we'll see how many times we make a mistake. So we should be conscious about it. Then when leaving our undergarment, that is our trousers, then it is better to lower yourself, oneself, towards as much as possible to the ground. And then take out our trouser. And thereafter, remove the garment. Then when coming out of the toilet, be conscious again, step out with the right foot. And then first recite the dua, Ghufranak. Here also again, read Bismillah also. And Bismillah, Ghufranak. Alhamdulillah, alladhi adhaba anni al-adha wa afani. Ghufranak, oh Allah, please forgive me. That the friends of Allah Ta'ala, even in the toilet, we're not supposed to think of Allah. But so much ma'rifah they got, in the toilet also, Allah, please forgive me. Oh Allah, and didn't make your zikr for that few minutes, although it was Allah's command. Oh Allah, please forgive me. All praises to that great being, Allah, who has taken out all that dirt from my body and removed all the difficulties and now gave me peace, comfort, and gave me safety. Allah Ta'ala make us realize, we alhamdulillah, we passing water, everything easy. We don't realize what the ni'mat is. As a person who has little difficulty to pass water, then we realize. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize that these are great ways. And our deen is such that naturally we are making shukr of Allah Ta'ala. But we just be conscious. Alhamdulillah is shukr of Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. And this reality of the entire deen will come when we do the scores of the great importance and the great ni'mat Allah has blessed us. To get close to Allah Ta'ala, one of the greatest ni'mat, that we become the slave of Allah. And the most outstanding ibadat is salah. But if we don't know what salah is all about, we just think, no, we come in the masjid, just follow the imam up, down, etc. And we don't know what is the reality of salah, then we won't realize where I'm going to. Person just got an appointment with some ordinary person, and then you stop him, hey, no, I got an appointment. Who? No one fellow there. So here, we don't know who we got an appointment from. So anyway, we were learning before we even start the lesson of reality of salah. Sufi Iqbal Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has informed us that do these few or four, five causes, which he has termed as nur. In other words, first fill your heart with light. Then you'll start, then you'll want to know what is the reality of salah all about. The first one was that do a cause in zikr. That is, connect yourself properly to a sheikh who your heart takes to, and a formal, a proper cause. That if a person just doesn't enroll in a madrasa, like in India they allow it, they call a person doesn't enroll but he's allowed to go to different lessons. But now he won't take it so serious, he's not going to write him imtihan, etc. He won't even say, that's my ustad. But although you should realize that's his ustad, but you don't take it, so do it formally. That now you take that who your heart takes to, and then, as Hazrat says, taught us yesterday, don't just come for employment and then you want, hey, I must get the keys, everything. No, do our work now. Then when we do our work and we make some perspiration, and also just what dua, that Allah, you brought me here, let me do my course properly. Then a person, his heart will start opening up. His heart will start getting cleansed. Then you realize all the things of this world, which has got no value, I was attaching my value to that. The second important nur was that what doing this cause also, very important, the niyat, our intention must be. Only Allah Ta'ala's Raza Mandi. And that is the foundation. If the foundation is correct, now put a proper building on top. Don't put a building, we say we're making it for the pleasure of Allah, but we're not reading namaz according to sunnat. We don't read namaz that who, in whose presence we came to, etc. So the niyat is important. And then the building, and then namaz itself, that Allah Ta'ala said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. That successful are the believers already. But we see, we're not successful, I'm not successful in my job, my imtihan, because are we reading namaz? We're not reading namaz, we are just doing the action. So we're not reading namaz. So we come to know what namaz is all about. And then you start try to perform namaz, which is a lifelong effort. As you read, you'll realize it's a lifelong effort. I must try my best. And as you try, now you see your things will start coming right in this world. And then more important in our deen, etc. But Allah says that person who's got khushu and khudu, concentration, devotion, humbleness, humility. And what was that? In simple terms, it's not something difficult that I must be absorbed in namaz. That is called istighraq or mahwiyat. That is not the object. That is Allah gives certain people a gift. The object is to know that what is concentration, devotion, to know what namaz you're reading in the first place. Sometimes you come so in a hurry, you just start, you don't know whether you're reading Zohar or Asr. After what namaz are you? Was it Asr? Now you're seeing, oh, it's already the sun is setting, now you realize you read Asr. So be conscious, what is faraz in namaz, what is wajib, what is sunnat, what is mustahab, all and the adab, to know these things. When you know this, then a person will know. Now just to know that, now I'm starting takbir e tahreema, to say Allahu Akbar, the first takbir, faraz, I'm doing a faraz. I'm lifting my hands, it is sunnat, etc. I have to face the qibla, all these things. Know what is sunnat, what is wajib, and this will help you in life also. Bring your system in life that you'll have priorities. What is priority? You do that, you give importance to that. Like many a times we see when it's faraz, then in faraz namaz we were so unmindful, we didn't even know we read namaz. After that you read two rakats, nafal namaz, now you understand like a big buzur concentrating. And although we'll have to do that to make this exercise, so that namaz can come alive. But then you'll start realizing the greatest thing to get close to Allah is the faraiz. Faraz is that takes us close to Allah Ta'ala. And when you enjoy your faraiz, then you'll want to protect it. What protects it? The wajibat, the sunnati muakkada, the sunan ghair muakkada, the mustahabat, all that. So just to know. And then fortunate when you learn what are the meanings of the qiraat. If you still don't know, just know I'm reading Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Be conscious I'm reading that. I'm reading Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. And when you know it, just think lightly of the meaning. Then your devotion will even increase much, much more. How many fold more? And then also, like if you are in safar, you are but in a hurry, you have to catch a plane. Now you know what is faraz, wajib, sunnat, mustahab. Now you can read a short namaz, not a fast namaz. Don't read a fast namaz, read a short namaz. That you, instead of reading three times subhanallah, now you are in a hurry, you read one time subhanallah. So a person, when you know the masail, and you know, then you'll able to know how to perform your namaz also properly. So a person should know that khushu, khuzu is nothing beyond our, it's within our capability. And the more you learn, that is now you learn the meaning of the surahs, etc., just ponder over the meaning. And then ulama who know little the tafsir, just ponder over that and see what enjoyment there will be in namaz. Then we'll realize that what namaz is all about. You'll be looking eager to go for your salah. Then in salah you're enjoying. Now after salah, I got my responsibility to go do my housework, go home to meet my, to see to my family. Now you're happy to go home. Now you're happy, you go to your business, not just to check whether the tel was ringing or not, to see that is the business running properly, was there not any deal that wasn't correct, etc. So all your departments of life will come when the khushu and khuzu, that is like I say, our priority will come in order. What is more important, I put that in front. And what is less important, I must put that in that at the back. Like our Shaykh explained, one person told his Shaykh that, Hazrat, now I don't get time to read Quran Sharif. He says, not you don't have time to read, but you don't know the importance of Quran Sharif. That's why you're putting it one side. When we know the importance, then we'll realize. So like these days with us, when we don't know the value of namaz, we know the importance of going to work. But that's a faraz after the main faraz. How important is it to be there for Fajr? That we don't realize. That is the main faraz. If you didn't report for Fajr, your whole effort is just going to be in vain. You're not really going to get your rozi, your rizq, which Allah has promised. So to do this, to know what is khuzu, khuzu, and then as Hazrat says, this will build the love of Allah Ta'ala. In the beginning you'll think it's difficult that to concentrate, etc. And Hazrat also informed us, intentionally don't bring any thought in your mind. Unintentionally, the worst thought can come, just ignore it. Don't pay attention to it, and it will go away. You pay attention to it, it will cause harm to you. So don't pay attention to it. And that person will get more valuable namaz. That he say, I'm trying, but it's so difficult. And now you'll think that, no, my namaz is useless. Pride won't come into you. That, no, I'm reading now a good namaz. But Hazrat says, as you try, then you'll see Allah Ta'ala will open the road to you. And very soon you'll see now you're getting enjoyment to be in secrecy with Allah Ta'ala. Sabke saad bhi ho, lekin sabke alag, sabse alag ho. You with everybody in the jamaat, but you alone in the jamaat. So that is that then, and that muhabbat, is now you realize that this is the gift of Allah, and I must get this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you start realizing this is my objective, then all the difficulties just become easy. And that is the system of Allah Ta'ala. Hujibati nar bi shahawat, wa hujibati al-jannatu bil makari. That to get jannat, Allah is outwardly make, put difficulties, veiled it with difficulties. But difficulty for who? For starters like myself. When we don't know, then it's difficult to get up a fajr. Then it's difficult, oh, I must still go make wuzu now. Now to wear your shoes also you find it difficult. But as you realize when the azmat of when the greatness of Allah comes, and what is salah, what I'm going to get, then you'll see this enjoyment. And then Hazrat further explains the next noor is, now when you realize the importance of salah, and to build this concentration and devotion, then a person now has to practice this. Practically you have to practice. So try and perform two rakat, nafal namaz, and try and practice, and am I concentrating? That is faraz. Am I doing a faraz action? Am I doing a wajib action? Am I concentrating that I'm reading Surah Fatiha? I'm reading, I read Sana, I didn't even concentrate whether I read Sana or not. So to do this course, and for that a person should now make an effort. Hazrat, we mentioned here that this effort now will be usme sari umar tak, the whole life. But as you make this effort and you build your concentration slowly, slowly, you'll see you'll be just progressing. Now the namaz will become more and more enjoyable. But Hazrat says, first, make an effort to make it a habit within you, that it becomes part of your life. At least 40 days, do a course and make an effort that I perform my namaz, wat takbir-e-ula. And better even in the first saf, and I'm there before time in the masjid, making my sunnat, etc., before the faraiz. So 40 days you perform your namaz with takbir-e-ula, without missing it. Not only this will become rasik, that will become a part of your habit, and you won't want to leave it out now, but you'll get two great certificates from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ke nifaq se barat hasil ho jaye, ghaflat wali namaz parna, munafakat ka ek asar hai. That now at least you'll get the certificate that Allah will free you from hypocrisy. You won't be a person like a person who's just performing namaz, like a hypocrite. وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى. You رَعُونَ النَّاسِ. That you come for namaz, just lackadaisical, people must see me. If my friends didn't see me for namaz, what they'll say? What they'll think? And in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, munafiqeen used to be in the masjid and performing namaz, you'll think they are very, very great buzurs. But in their heart, they got shirk, the love for shirk and kufr. And outwardly, they pretended very, very pious. Even used to sit in the majlis of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But they had hypocrisy. So to take this out, we have to make a concerted effort. And 40 days has got a special effect, as we will learn here. Allah has made our system of creation also to bring a metamorphosis, a change in your life. You have to do a 40-day course first, minimum. And then when you do that first course, now you'll want to increase that course. You'll want to increase. And this is not something new that only since the Jamaat started, from the time Tabligh Jamaat started, so 40 days. No. This is Allah Ta'ala says, وَوَعَدْنَا مُوسَى ثَلَاثِينَ لَيْلَةً وَأَتْمَمْنَا بِعَشْرٍ. That Musa alayhi salam, we told him, come to Mount Tur and get the Torah. But to get the Torah, which is a great gift of Allah, how to lead your life, how to get the nur of guidance. He thought there's nur, there's fire to give warmth to my wife. Allah gave him fire for the hidayat of the whole ummah. But he had to stay 30 days on Mount Tur and make it tikaf. And when he said 30 days, he got so much eagerness, then he increased another 10 days. So he completed 40 days and what roza, and then he got the great gift of Torah. So 40 days, and as Allah Ta'ala mentioned, Hazrat mentioned here, that if a person doesn't make this effort for 40 days, then you will be leading a namaz, but a namaz of ghaflat, unmindfulness. And a namaz of unmindfulness, Allah save me, it's a namaz of munafakat, hypocrisy. That type of namaz, there is great warnings in the Qur'an-i Kareem, in the hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam. And, or hadith paak mein aya hai, ke jo shakhs 40 roz is tarah namaz padhe, ke shuru mein imam ke saath sharik ho, aur namaz shuru karne ke ki takbir, jab imam kahe, to isi waqt ye bhi namaz mein sharik ho jaye, to wo shakhs na to jahannam mein dakhil hoga, aur na munafiqon mein dakhil hoga. And it comes clearly in the hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a person who makes this effort, that for 40 days he tries his best to be on time for salah. That when the imam, when the muazzin is already giving takbir, he's already ready. He's standing in the saf. The moment the imam says Allahu Akbar, immediately as the imam said Allahu Akbar, you also making your imam Allahu Akbar and you starting. Not you still looking around who's coming and no, now your focus is towards Allah Ta'ala. And takbir-e-ula for 40 days, make an effort. And ya Allah has brought us in this environment. Let us try and start. Those who started, alhamdulillah, mubarak. But let us start from now consciously that I mustn't miss my takbir-e-ula for 40 days. And in the first saf, then a person will get two special certificates. What are all the degrees of this world are totally useless. The real degree and certificate we need, bara'atun minan nifaq. This person is safe from hypocrisy. Allah is saying, and Allah says, this person now he'll be safe from the fire of Jahannam. So this is that object and that object of life, that we build this connection with Allah, that I must be free from Jahannam, I must be free from hypocrisy, and I must get that openness that I love Allah Ta'ala with an open heart. For that a person has to make an effort. Otherwise, we are just fooling ourselves. And what is a hypocrite? Hazrat is mentioning here, munafiq wo log kehlate hain jo apne ko musalman zahir kare lekin dil mein kufr rakhte ho. That who are the hypocrites? Outwardly they say we are Muslims. They even dress like Muslims. They can even read the kalima, but in their heart is only kufr. And not just the love for kufr and the hatred for Islam. The hatred they had for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah ta'ala save me and all of us. And this comes with the effect of this environment. This ringtone on the cell phone is Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam just an idea how hypocrisy comes in the heart. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the Arabian desert, you don't get rain maybe for years. But one time if Allah sends rain one night, there's a tree that grows overnight over 4 meters. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, faster than death, just a slight amount of music creates more hypocrisy faster than how that tree grows. And today we see we coming for namaz, but with all what type of clothing, etc. We love the clothing of the, so Allah ta'ala save me, all of us. Aur 40 din ki khususiyat bazaar is wajah se hai, ke halat se, halat ke taghayyur mein 40 din ko khas dakhal hai. چنانچہ آدمی کے پیدائش کی ترتیب جس حدیث میں آئی ہے اس میں بھی 40 دن تک نطفہ رہتا ہے پھر گوشت کا ٹکڑا 40 دن تک اسی طرح 40 دن میں اس کا تغیر ذکر فرمایا ہے اسی وجہ سے صوفیاء کے یہاں چلہ بھی خاص اہمیت رکھتا ہے کتنی خوش قسمت ہے وہ لوگ جن کی برسوں بھی تکبیر اولا فوت نہیں ہوئی. Hazrat says here that, so we have to work that this hypocrisy must come out of my heart and never ever be at ease and never ever be consoled that no, I'm not a hypocrite. Allahu Akbar. Great, great people like Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, second Khalifa of Islam. He knew the secret keeper of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala. In the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wahi came down with the names of the hypocrites. He used to go to him and he says, I don't want to know whose name is there. Just tell me, is my name there in the hypocrisy? So we have to make this effort, and not only for after 40 days, then naturally, now you'll want to be just in the first step. You'll want to be there for Takbir-e-Ula. But first make, and Hazrat is saying, the speciality of 40 days is not something that the Buzurgs have taken out from their pocket. Thus Allah Ta'ala explains in the Qur'an Kareem and in the Hadith, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ. See how we created insan from sand and water, our forefather. And we also made from sand and water because the droplet of sperm is made with the food we eat. And that is from sand and water. So that droplet of sperm stays in the womb for 40 days. Allah develops it. After 40 days, it becomes a clot of blood. After 40 days, again, that metamorphosis takes place. And after 40 days, it becomes a piece of flesh. After 40 days, now Allah makes grows that piece of flesh. It becomes like a body. Then Allah put bones. Allahu Akbar. Then only Allah Ta'ala puts life in there. ثُمَّ أَنْشَحْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخر. Now we gave it another. It was just like a dead body. Now we gave it another life. فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ حسن. How magnificent is our Allah. How mubarak is our Allah. From nothing Allah made such a thing. So this 40 day period has a special effect in our life. That is why even here, Sufaya, our mashayikh say at least, and especially for students of deen, more important for them. Because one is ilm-e nabuwat. You'll get the knowledge of nabuwat. You even came out first in your class, Bukhari Sharif. You never must dars for 6 years or anything. But now let that noor of nabuwat come in the heart. That noor of nabuwat, you won't get it in the class. You'll get it here by the mashayikh. You'll get it here in the Hanka, and that is also if you attend all the programs properly. Like Hazrat says, don't think, oh, Maulana is not, our Hazrat is not doing this program, so this program I can miss. That pro, no, to be here, Hazrat's tawajjuh is here. Hazrat's special focus is here. So it's not my useless person like myself making the muzakara of this program. It is Hazrat's special attention that is here. So we should realize, Allahu Akbar. And like our mashayikh says, many a times a buzurg is on safar, and he is not around for his normal weekly majlis, but he is appointed somebody. So Hazrat says, the test is whether you coming for majlis, or whether you just coming to show your sheikh. That when you know, oh, Hazrat is on safar, no, this week I won't go majlis. Somebody will be doing it. That is a clear sign we're not going for to majlis to get out, to make our Islam. That is more Islam. Because now I'll be sitting in front of one small Mauli Sahab, what he really knows, maybe I know better than him also. So that is the Islam, that to break that nafs. So that comes with 40 days and that focus and every program here we see how important. So khas ahmiyat, special importance should be given to the chilla. And Allah Ta'ala says, يَخْلُقُكُمْ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ. Just study how we created you in the wombs of your mothers. The same process, so that my metamorphosis takes place. And after 40 days you will see, you will want to increase yourself. You will say, well, for 4 months. And at least ulama, Allahu Akbar, Mashaykh have written, 6 years, 7 years you spend in the madrasa, learning knowledge of deen, very great. Now let that noor come, and just spend 1 year in the company of the Mashaykh. Today 1 year seems very long for us, although today's time is moving like those years were real barkat in time. But how many years Mashaykh, our Dada Shaykh, Allahu Akbar, 16 year old, young boy, and in an affluent family also. And he was such an intelligent, they wanted him to become a doctor. But he said, his father said no. And he went to a village, Pulpur. And that village, Allahu Akbar, if you see it today, you'll say it's like a jungle. So that day is what it was. Allahu Akbar. Today you go there, alhamdulillah, there's a beautiful masjid, there's a darulum. But in the time of Shah Abdul Ghani Pulpuri, rahmatullahi, there wasn't even means to a warm water. And Hazrat says, my sheikh used to be up from 1-2 o'clock in the morning. Before that it's cold, I take the lota of water, like the earthenware that we see, we pouring water for Hazrat. He says, I keep it between my stomach for 1 hour, 2 hours from after Isha, till when my sheikh get up, at least that water has got some temperature that he can make wuzu. So, and not only 1-2 years, this is just like Hazrat says, we can talk is easy, to listen is much easy, but just to think of this, and at least think, why should I miss a majlis? And not a majlis just to be present for my Islam, to get the love of Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat says, 16 years in that company, Allah Akbar, and still after that, going to another buzruk. And then we can, Hazrat says, when you realize the value, how fortunate are those people, that for how many years they didn't miss the takbir-e-ula. Allahu Akbar. Now Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali, he was going on safar to Barbados. And he made time our land there. Will it be on time? I mustn't miss my namaz or takbir-e-ula. So all that arrangements was made. But it happened slight delay at the custom. By the time Hazrat came out, namaz started already. He didn't miss his first rakat. But for them, the first takbir is more, although according to some fiqh and the discussion of the ulama, tell you, the imam didn't go in ruku, you still get the sawab of takbir-e-ula. But for the mashayikh and the people who know the value, they regard takbir-e-ula when the imam starts. He read his namaz, he finished his make salam. After that, he took a deep sigh. Ah, malum nahi, kitne salo ke baad takbir-e-ula fought ho gayi. Says, I don't know after how many years my takbir-e-ula got. Those people took a great lesson, the people of Barbados. They made it not a law, so to say. Every masjid took a lesson. The mutawalli said that if any buzurg is coming to our country, we won't start that namaz till the buzurg comes. If we have to wait 10, 15 minutes, today we just slaves of the time. No, when the buzurgs are there, give them honor and realize you will, the barakat of that, they say we only work weekends. They go out weekends, they get orders for their goods, and the next weekend they go and deliver. So to respect the elders, this is it. Then, the next Noor-e-Panjum, after you did the 4 causes now, you're making your effort of zikr, shogal, your bayat with your sheikh, etc. And then, you are carrying on, but you are making your niyat correct. And every time, niyat is to be conscious what I am doing it and only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And nobody else. Allah is happy with me. That is what I am worried about. And then what is concentration to develop this? And very simple it is. and then do the 40-day pause at least, that I mustn't miss my takbir-e ula. Then inshallah that will become part of our life. And always we'll be worried of takbir-e ula. Even you going on holiday, you'll be sure that no, I must make namaz in a masjid, not anywhere in a park or anything. Then Hazrat says, now to see whether you're on the road of progress, whether you are passing or you failing. Allahu Akbar. And here Hazrat is saying, we're not giving certificates that whether you got your certificate that you passed, now you're making a namaz, a good namaz. No, you yourself will see and give your own certificate to see what is the path here. That am I passing and making my cause to realize what is namaz. Panch azbaar ka nisab aur mash ka chilla pura karne ke baad, is koshish mein kamyabi ki alamat ye hai. کہ عظمت الہی جل شانو کے پیش نظر اپنی اس حاضری میں یعنی نماز میں بے حد کوتاہی کرنے والا بڑا مجرم سمجھتے ہو اپنے اوپر کریم آقا کی مہربانی کا مشاہدہ کریں. اللہ اکبر. حضرت says, after you make this effort of 40 days and you realize now that what should be coming in your heart, in your life, that what is the success of yours? What is your past mark? That the alamat, the sign of it is that Allah's greatness is coming down. That Allah who is so magnificent, so great, so pure, and me that is full of faults, Allah allows me into His house. Allahu Akbar. And keep in mind the greatness of Allah. So in that 40-day mashq also, and regularly attending the majalis of the Shaykh with our intention of Islah and making our zikr daily, Allah's azmat comes in the heart. Allah's greatness comes in the heart. When Allah's greatness, man arafa rabba, faqad arafa nafsa. Whoever has recognized Allah, he will recognize himself that Allah is subhan. Allah is totally pure and not pure what we got fault. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala says, قُتِلَ الْإِنسَانِ مَا أَكْفَرَ مِنْ أَيِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَ. That the destruction to a human, he doesn't recognize the greatness of Allah and is disobeying Allah. Think, مِنْ أَيِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَ. What did we create you from? مِنْ نُطْفَ. One faulty, dirty droplet of sperm. When it comes out from the body of a man, every hair is napak. That is why you have to make ghusl. Allahu Akbar. So Allah Ta'ala who is totally pure, me that is totally filth and dirt, and Allahu Akbar, now you realize Allah brought me in His court. What a mess I made of my namaz. How did I perform? I didn't even enter the masjid properly. How did I stand in my namaz? Like Hazrat says, some of us, we stand like we're standing on the street corner, one leg like half bent, etc. We're not checking whether our feet are straight, facing the Qibla, etc. So this unmindfulness, you regard yourself bara mujrim samajhte ho. You regard yourself as a great sinner. And I'm a person who committed a great crime. Although you didn't come and commit a crime in the masjid, but as Allah's greatness comes in the heart, then you'll realize that what did I do? And as Allah's greatness penetrates the heart, Allahu Akbar, we see the greatest teacher, Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the greatest student, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. The quality of namaz we can't imagine. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's namaz we can't imagine. The namaz of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, we can't imagine. End of the namaz, what dua Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is teaching Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq? Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. Oh Allah, I caused great harm to myself. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu heard from the sahabat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah's greatness came so much in his heart that how many times he used to say, ah, I wish I was like that bird and flying around. No worries of Hisab Kitab. I wish my mother didn't give birth to me. And now you will realize, how did I come in the masjid? Kareem Aka. My Lord, my Creator, my Sustainer, my Rabbah, my Allah is so kind. And you witness the kindness of Allah. That me and standing next to pious people in the masjid, me and Allah allowed me to wear clothes of a pious people. And then you'll realize, wearing the topi, kurta, it's not just a, you'll realize this is an honor from Allah. Allah gave you a great honor. This is this nisbat, this connection that you're getting with Allah through the Ahlullah. Then you won't have objections, why you wear this topi, that topi. No, this is the nisbat that I'm getting from my sheikh, which he got from his sheikh. And then we realize the value of these things. Me, I'm not fit to wear this. And when you realize that, Allahu Akbar, you realize it's only the mehrbani, the kindness, the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because me, meri be'adabi, meri aur gandagi ke bawajood, meri hazir ko kabul farma liya, ke baar baar haziri ki taufeeq de rakhi hai, uska shukar kare. That me, I enter the masjid with just respect. Although I'm an alim, although I think I'm a big sheikh also. But I'm just walking sometimes with people in the masjid. I'm not even going in with my right foot. I'm not reading my dua, etc. And I don't pay attention. Azan is going, I'm not paying attention. So me with my just respect and the full that I got, Allah can see it clearly. Allah has been so kind. If your wife Eva could see your two bags of urine and stool, she won't want you to sit next to her. You won't want to sit there, but Allah has covered it. But for Allah, it's not hidden. Allah can see it, but Allah allows us. And not only Allah allows us, 40 days Allah allowed me to make takbir-e-ula. What a great ni'mat of Allah. That over and over, this is a sign of acceptance, that you're not worth being accepted, but we'll accept you. Never mind. So you just keep on coming. And the just tawfiq, realize, it's not that I made an effort. Hey, 40 days I made it. Takbir-e-ula, realize it's only Allah's tawfiq. وَمَا تَوْفِيقِ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ It's only Allah's kindness. Allah made it easy to me. Allah put this eagerness in my heart. All that, I have to show my desire. So Allah Ta'ala will open the way and you'll make shukr. Alhamdulillah. Now to go for namaz and just you're on your way for namaz. Alhamdulillah. Azan. And you enjoy all these things. And when Allah's greatness comes in the heart, Allahu Akbar. Just to understand, Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullah, a very great buzurg of his time. And when he was having his majlis, and on one occasion, two dihatis, in other words, villages, people living in the village, they don't know what is a buzurg, etc. They just hear somebody tell them, wow, bara Mauli Sahab hai. They're in that city in Gangoh, big Mauli Sahab there. So one day they thought, let's go, big Mauli Sahab ke ya, hum bhi jaye, we'll get something, let's go to the big Mauli Sahab. What they knew about majlis, etc. Simple, ordinary village people, they don't know anything. So they came, when they came to the majlis, at that point, Hazrat was discussing in a majlis, and he said, Khuda ki kasam, me kuch nahi. Khuda ki kasam, Allah's kasam, I'm absolutely nothing. Khuda ki kasam, me bilkul na laik ho. Allah's kasam, I'm absolutely useless. So these poor people, simple dihatis, they say, Mauli Sahab, wo kehte hai, bara Mauli Sahab. Ye kehte hai, kuch nahi. Everybody say, big Mauli Sahab. He say, is nothing, what we going to get here? Let's go away. This was their simpleness. They didn't realize they lost out. But here, another great lesson to learn, as the teachers are. One is that Mauli Sahab was a big Mauli Sahab. All the people knew Maulana Gangohi, a very great personality. So Hazrat is saying, mein kuch nahi. What was he telling? A lie. And lies and humbleness can't go together. You're trying to act humble, but you're telling a lie. Then you can never become the friend of Allah. And so what is it here? So Hazrat explained, like if a person is a hafiz, somebody say, you are good hafiz, you say, no, I'm not hafiz. No, you are hafiz, you are hafiz. No, say, please make dua, Allah, make me a proper hafiz. Allah, make me a hafiz, a Rabbani, that hafiz that is connected to Allah, alim-e Rabbani. So here, why did Hazrat took qasam and said, me kuch nahi? Hazrat explained that outwardly what the people say, Hazrat is a very great buzurg, his eyes was not what people say. His eyes was Allah Rabbul Izzat who's so great. And me, I'm made from nutfa, from sperm, from dirt, and Allah who is pure, what am I? So that connection, so in that regard, it's totally accepted, there's no lie there. And the humbleness will come when Allah's greatness comes in the heart. And then a person just, the shukr will come. And this will be shukr from the heart. Otherwise, if we don't come in the majalis, and we only say, I'll do my 40-day course, and I'll do my takbir-e-ula, but you don't come for majlis of your sheikh, etc., what will that namaz create in you? Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala save us, as it further mentioned, that chaye ye khyal, aur ba roo namaz, اگر خدا نہ خاص کا حالت اس کے برعکس ہو کہ اب اس کو کامل اور بار وہ نماز پڑھنے والا خیال کرے. If now after you did the scores and now you learn what namaz is all about and you trying to perfect your namaz and as you perfecting Allah's marifat, Allah's greatness is coming, you realize I'm just useless. I will never pass. But that is the good sign. Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah says, the day you perform a namaz and you say, today I read a very good namaz, you say that's the worst namaz of your life. Because as you read namaz, you realize, what a mess. Where is my Allah? Where am I? And this is why the mashayikh, they make tawbah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, I make tawbah for what? The marifat is just increasing all the time. And if we think, no, that I read 40 days now, I got my certificate of nifaq, etc. Hazrat says, opposite to that, if Allah's greatness is not coming in your heart, and a sense of pride is coming, then it is a great danger. What is this danger? خدا نہ خواستہ اس کے برعکس دا اپوزٹ دیٹ اللہ گریٹنس ڈونٹ کم ہمبلنس ڈونٹ کم ان اے پرسن اینڈ یو تھنک ناؤ دیٹ آئی ایم ریڈنگ اے پرفیکٹ نماز اینڈ آؤ اور آئی ایم ریڈنگ اے نماز وٹ لائف بٹ پیپل نو دے ڈیڈنٹ گوئنگ ٹو دا خانقاہ دے ڈونٹ نو وٹ از اے نماز آف لائف دے جسٹ ریڈنگ نماز لائک دیٹ وٹ مائی اون یور اون وائف یو سے وٹ یو نو وٹ کین نماز یو ریڈ نو لائف ان یور نماز دیٹ از سو ڈینجرس دیٹ اے پرسن ول تھنک آئی ایم اے بگ بزرگ. And even in the form of shukr, Shaitan will fool you. You'll tell your wife, shukr, hey, now I make good namaz. Allahu Akbar. To say that, that is a big sign that you're the biggest failure. That you didn't get Allah's greatness. When Allah's greatness in your heart, you'll realize that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, ma abadnaka haqqa ibadatik, ma arafnaka haqqa marifatik. Allah, we can't recognize you as great as you are. How are we going to make your ibadat as we're supposed to be making your ibadat? You'll just regard your namaz as useless all the time. And then, Allahu Akbar, if you think you're doing a namaz that's now complete, then you are totally a failure. So we have to check ourselves, give ourselves certificate. He is Allah's greatness. And such a person, as Hazrat explained yesterday in the Majlis of Asr, jahle murakkab mein mubtala hai, wo us daulat ka ahal nahi. Then you're not worthy of being coming to the masjid also. You didn't like Shaitan. He got rejected. He thought, I'm a big buzurg. And he got rejected. Now you'll think, no, I'm very great. That person is involved in compound ignorance. One who knows not and knows that he knows not, he'll still learn. You can still explain to him. And one who knows not and knows and doesn't know that he doesn't know not. And that person, you can't tell him anything. No, I know. We studied in madrasa. What do you know about it? So that is, and we went to the khanka, etc. That person is in compound ignorance. Allah save us. And he is not worth the great wealth of coming for namaz. So pehle, that now this is the sequence again. In summary, before we start the actual bayan, pehle zikr wa shagal se kalb ko saaf karne mein mashghool ho. First, make an effort to come and get connected to the mashayikh. And start making your effort of purifying your heart with the zikr, with the sitting in the majalis, paying attention, getting the nur of iman from the heart of your sheikh. Make that dua, make that intention, that marifat of nur must come into my heart, that kafiyat ihsan, and that azmat of Allah must come into my heart. Purify that heart. As you purify that heart, as Hazrat says, Allah will come automatically. Phir haqeeqat e namaz ke haasil karne ki mashq kare. Together with that, then make an effort, make an exercise, like how people go to the gym. We have to make more spiritual exercise, that I try and correct my namaz. Read now, concentrate and read for short rakat, but read a 2 rakat namaz and see, am I concentrating? Read again and see, am I concentrating? In this way it will build up in us. And then a person will realize, Quran Pak mein, and this is the system Allah explains in the Quran Kareem. It's not now people will say, hey, what is the zikr? Not for us. We worried of this thing, man. Fikr of the whole ummah. The zikr, you just sitting alone and making zikr, what benefit the ummah is going to get? Allah Akbar. Allah says, the whole ummah won't get benefit with your dawat or whatever, teaching or anything. First, qad aflaha man tazakka. Successful are those people who purified their heart. That was the first objective of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That first, yatlu alayhim ayati. teach them, open their hearts of the darkness of the things of dunya. So the first thing a child must learn, Quran Kareem, the words of Allah, that will bring nur, that will open that nur, that Allah Ta'ala has given fitna, that tawheed is in the heart of that child. Open that heart with tilawat of Quran. Then, qad aflama yatluarim wa yuzakkihim, purify that heart. For that you need the sobat of the sheikh. And then, wazakarasma rabbi, learn to do a cause in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you do the cause in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you realize, where me, for salah, now see the eagerness of performing salah. That Allah allowed me to wear these clothing. Ni'mal abd, Allah says, these are all my special servants, anbiya, and those who follow in their footsteps. Now you'll enjoy wearing kurta. Not only when you come to the masjid, you wear just proper kurta, not just long kurta, like Hazrat says, that the Yahud, they even worked on the Arab so much that they must be dusting. No, wear this long kurta. You all are different from other people. But how much can they stop it? Fashion just carries on. No, this is the kurta of the mashayikh. And then you only have chucha and going into all the detail and trying to make tahqeeq. Is this a sunnah kurta? No, my sheikh, he is wearing it. And he saw his sheikh. Why do we have to go into all that discussion? So Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize that in this way, inshallah, a person will progress. Fir namaz pare, that do your cause of tazkiyah, do your cause of zikr, come regularly to the khanqah. You did 40 day training of your namaz, but that is not, now it will be part of your life. Now to must one majlis will be, you'll feel it, that how can I must a majlis? Now your importance of majlis will be there. It is my gush day, but my majlis is important. My tazkiyah is important. Then see, your gush will become gush. Your teaching will become teaching. Then your bayan will become bayan. Otherwise, Hazrat says, I get worried. People who don't come, our Dada Shaykh used to say, that people who don't have the azmat of Allah, who don't have the marifat of Allah, and they sing and sitting on the minbar and giving bayan, what are they going to distribute? Allah save me, all of us. Then Hazrat starts with the actual bayan. That, but the sabak awal will just give the introduction, what it is. Ba'd hamz wa salat, muta'alliq ba haqiqe salat. The bayan starts with the khutbah, praises of Allah Ta'ala, durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he said, this bayan that we're going to give is relating to what is the reality of namaz. So now we'll understand that is there some reality of namaz. Oh, I'm just, namaz is just namaz. Now we'll understand just that word alone, that namaz has got a reality. Allah Ta'ala make me, all of us understand and realize that we learn the reality of namaz, and Allah, out of His kindness, bring it into our lives, inshallah.